Blog Talk Radio.
This out, everybody. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, MLL Radio, MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Find out more right there. Anyways, Twitter handle, MLL Radio, Twitter handle, JoJo War underscore drummer. We got the Laxworm Radio Experience going on, from youth to pros and everything in between. Yeah, that's a heavy-duty music build up right there. Watch this. Check this out. You hear that? Yeah. Who wants to dance to that, man? Anybody dare to dance to that? I think one that would dare to dance to that is Team 91, man. Check this out, man. We got the World Series. The hashtag, everybody. Hashtag. Start hashtagging this out, man. It's a hashtag WSYL. WSYL. And you can hashtag on Twitter, of course, Facebook, Instagram, whatever your social media pleasure is. But definitely those three. Definitely hit those three up. Anyways, my segment one, everybody, is Lax Youth Nation, as you know now, okay? Sometimes it's segment one, sometimes it's segment two, sometimes it's segment three, okay? But check this out, man. Lax Youth Nation today is we're going to talk about World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. We're going to talk to Joey Spallina and Jason Tinga of Team 91 2020 Crush. 2020 is hindsight vision, you say, huh? I think Team 20 Crush, Team 91 will beg to differ. Without further ado, man, let's see who's going to be coming on the horn right now, man. Or should I say, who's going to be coming on the war drum roll? Who do we have on the air right now from up there in New York?
What do you think? Jason Tinge?
Jason Tinge, how are you, my brother? How's it going with practice today and everything like that with T91, preparing yourself for a World Series of Youth Lacrosse out here in the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado?
It's going good.
You make any good? This is everybody. This is the goalie. Okay, this is the goalie from Team 91. Is practice over? You guys, I understand you guys have practices now. Is it all over?
Yes, it is. Please suspend it. It just ended.
Just ended just now. Okay, right on, man. Is Joey getting ready to call in as well?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. If you can have your dad, give him the call-in number. Not my personal number. Give him the call-in number as well, and we'll get him on as well. Everybody, check this out, man. The World Series of Youth Lacrosse, presented by Coca-Cola, is going to be coming out July 2nd, July 3rd, and July 4th at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. You can get your tickets. You can go to worldseriesofyouthlacrosse.com. That's worldseriesofyouthlacrosse.com. To find out how to get your tickets. You can find links through MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, and you can go to DenverOutlaws.com to get your tickets. Don't worry, man. Everybody that can't make it live in person, it's going to be on ESPN. You can find links throughout the time and everything like that. But on Lax Youth Nation right now, we have Team 91, and we're talking to Jason Tinge, the goalie for Team 91. Hey, Joey, so I just asked you the question, but elaborate a little bit more, if you will, man. How was practice today? Anything you work on today other than what you did, like, the last practice, so to speak?
Today we just went over our coach just put in a new play, so the defense is trying to learn the play and trying to stop the offense.
Trying to stop what?
The offense.
Trying to stop the offense. Good, good, good job. That's your plan, right? And since you're a goalie, okay, for Team 91, anything special that you have going on with looking at the opposing offense during practice, and how does that help you translate to game time?
It's just a lot of training. Mm-hmm. Every day with my dad, we train before practice and before games.
That's good to hear, man. As far as the training, like what kind of training do you do? Like when your team is not around, because you just mentioned you train even with your dad as well. There's a lot of noise in the background. You're outside. You're hitting the wind.
We do jump rope. We do ball toss. I use a weighted shaft for games. Throwing and catching. Chin ups.
Awesome. Awesome. And I think the jump rope is a great thing because a goalie's got to stay on your toes. Not everybody, every player does, but goalies, you guys don't move around as much as the other players on the field, especially the midfielders, running up and down the field, the giant size of a field. But goalies, you're pretty much inside the crease, easily most of the game, of course. Staying on your toes is very important. You got to stay active on your feet and everything like that. So is that the main reason why you do the jump rope?
Yes, because it makes you faster on your feet and lighter. So it just makes it easier to save shots.
Right, right. And also I'm thinking like the vibrations of it, and like when you're going up and down, you got your hands. Your hand speed's got to be in check and got to be ready. So that's a very good tool to use, a jump rope. And all you youth players out there, all you professional players out there, high school, college, or whatever, if you haven't, especially if you're a goalie, if you haven't done the jump rope yet, try it out, man, because I guarantee you it's going to help you. Okay? No doubt about it, man. So Jason, how excited are you to come to the City? Have you been here before, and how excited are you to be? Because this is not just like any regular tournament. I know you're a traveling team with Team 91, Team 2020 Crush, and I know about Coach Joe Spallina, and founder of Team 91, Brian Spallina. I know they drew in you guys to be like the ultimate lacrosse players that you guys are, and you guys will showcase on the World Series of Youth Lacrosse out here in Denver, July 2nd, July 3rd, and July 4th. But how excited are you to come to Denver? Because this is not just any regular travel team. This is going to be like the biggest stage of them all, man. How are you handling it? How excited are you? Let me hear it, man.
I'm going to be super excited because I've never been to Denver, so first time for everything. And it's just going to be a great experience having to or being able to play and watch the Denver Outlaws after. So it's just going to be a different experience, and it's going to be great.
Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
And I'm lucky to have the experience to be on this team, all with my coaches and my team.
Very cool. It's going to be a fun experience for you. I'm understanding that you guys most likely have your flights booked and everything like that, because it's actually not that far away. People are saying, that's not till July. We're in June. That's next month. That's approximately 4 weeks away. A little, you know what I mean? A little under. So that's coming up real quick. It's going to be at the same place where the world's where the Federation of International Lacrosse, the World Lacrosse Games, had their games, most of their games, like during the regular time, down at Sporting Goods Park. That's where the games are going to the tournament's going to be. But the final game is going to be at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Joey, do you think your team got what it takes to get to Sports Authority Field at Mile High, not just to watch the Denver Outlaws game later on that night and enjoying the spectacular fireworks show and everything like that, but do you think you're going to have your team on the jump rope and on their toes, like you are, to make it to that final game?
Yeah, I think so. We've been working hard.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
He's been working hard every day in practice, so I think he could do it.
Yeah. I got to admit, I want some more confidence in you, man. Just say, we got this. That's cool. Hey, Jason, I'm going to keep you on for a little more, okay? Everybody, this is Jason, the goalie, Jason Tingay from the goalie from Team 91 that's going to be participating in the World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola out here in Denver. This is going to be the ultimate, man, lacrosse tournament for U13. Everybody, this is going to be for U13, okay? And the game level and the game skill that me personally is I'm very excited to see, because I know, like, when I'm reffing some games out here for the U13 level, and even coached out here for the U13 levels out here in Denver, these kids are quite stellar, man. You got some star players out here, man, and I know Denver has it, I know Long Island has it with Team 91. You guys are crushing teams out there in the prior years at different youth levels and everything like that. Even your team in particular, man, because I've been doing some studying. You guys are going out there and crushing some other top-level teams. Do you think that's going to help you prepare? Yeah, do you think that's going to help you prepare for the World Series of Youth Lacrosse?
Yes, because we play against bigger kids and better teams, so I think that will help us in the future with the teams that we play in Denver.
That's a good, quick, short answer, but a good one. Hey, Joey Spallina, are you on the horn?
Say hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Joey. Hey, everybody, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Segment one, we have LAX Youth Nation, and we have Team 91 players, Joey Spallina. And everybody, I'm quite sure you remember him from a couple of years ago, and if you haven't, I suggest you check it out. Joey Spallina. I think he was only 10 at the time or so, but he was on SportsCenter's top 10. This dude was on SportsCenter's top 10. And I seen some footage, Joey. I seen some footages of you that 100% should have made SportsCenter's top 10 during regular games. I'm not going to try to dog baseball or anything like that, but I seen Major League Baseball, MLB players on SportsCenter's top 10 many times. And they can't even touch what you do in the games. How ready are you for World Series of Youth Lacrosse coming out here to Denver? How pumped are you?
I'm very pumped. I'm very excited for it.
You think you're ready? Your dad posts video footage of you, and you're on Team 91, and your uncle's Brian Spallina. That dude's a master champion. Brian Spallina, your uncle, I said it before for years on my radio show, man. That guy is one of the master champions of all sports. I'm counting John Elway, John McEnroe, everybody, Michael Jordan. This dude and John Grant Jr. Those guys are the one of the epitome of sports, of winning championships. How is he ingraining in you on how to be a champion?
I mean, he's got 6 rings in the MLL. So I guess that's pretty good. So I see him all the time, and he's the best uncle. So, like, he kind of inspires me to be a great teammate and be a leader and a role model.
Very cool, Joey. Do you think you're going to make another SportsCenter top 10? You or any of your teammates going to be on the SportsCenter top 10 during the World Series of Youth Lacrosse out here in Denver, July 2nd, 3rd, and or 4th?
Guaranteed.
I love it, and I agree. I agree. I second that guarantee, Joey. Very cool,
Joey,
man.
My dad says hi.
I'm sorry.
I'm in the car with my dad right now. He says hi.
Oh, very, very cool. Man. Your coach Joe Spolina is an awesome man on and off the field, man. I'm glad to say I know him on the field, and I have pleasure of talking to him off the field as well. Your dad is a hero in the lacrosse world, to say the least. You know, and Joey, speaking of heroes in the lacrosse world, you're being a role model for other youth players, and even I wouldn't be surprised if you're even a hero and a role model for even the major league lacrosse players, so to speak. How is your team preparing for some top-notch players at your level coming into Denver? How are you guys going to be different than the other teams? What do you got, Joey?
I mean, we practice like 5 days a week, and every time we come out to play, we play as hard as we can. We challenge ourselves and make us better.
Joey, I want to say thank you for doing – you've been doing well before it's, I mean, like popular nowadays. I'm not saying before the Gate brothers and the Powell brothers and everything, because they were, you know, before you were born and everything, obviously. But you've been doing like some fantastic behind-the-back shots from up close, from mid-range, and even from afar. I could see you when you're in the MLL doing a behind-the-back shot from the deuce, meaning from behind the two-point line. But Joey, you're doing it now, like a madman, and it's not just to do it. It's like the skill level that you're doing it is perfection. Do you get the okay and permission from your coaches if you got the behind the back shot or anything like that? Anything like the traditional regular jump shot, so to speak? Do you get the permission from your coaches to do whatever it takes to get the goal to get that goal?
Yeah, my dad always says play creative, and I guess I have the green light to do it every time.
That is great coaching right there. Sometimes, you know, I hear on the sidelines when a player out here, when I'm reffing or whatever, even in the high school level, when a player does a behind-the-back shot, whether it misses or whether it goes in, sometimes I hear the coaches say, don't do that. Not all the time, but sometimes I hear, or sometimes I hear parents say, don't showboat. Me in particular, I 100% disagree with that. It's not showboating if you're doing it right, and if you're having the skill and you have the knowing and the learning process of doing it. And if you're going to do it right and you're going to do it, if that's going to be the shot, that's going to be the shot. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that hook shot. If that was his go-to shot, that was his go-to shot. If it can't be blocked, then keep doing it, man. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
thank you for doing that, man. You're well, Joey, you're well ahead of your time, man. That's some awesome stuff. Do you pick up any... Hey, I want to ask you something. Do you think you're showing your goalie, Jason Tinge, some new stuff and help it? Do you think that's your fantastic highlight reel shots? Do you think they're helping your goalie Jason Tinge to be even a more of a creative blocker and protecting that goal?
Well, yeah, Jason's the best goalie in his age by far. So I think like when we come out to practice and you know we're throwing the ball behind the back. Everything. I mean, I think it helps him a lot because, like, in games, like, all of the other guys just, like, shoot over in and stuff like that. So I guess it's different for him.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Hey, Jason Tinge, what do you see from your point of view? Because you're behind the goal. You're instructing your defenders because you can see some things that they – because they're guarding their man-on-man situation and whatnot. Jason Tinge, I want to know what's going on through your mind when you see something coming out that your defenders don't see. How are you being a coach inside that 6x6 cage and helping your players, especially when you got like a player like Joey Spolina coming at you wanting to score on you during practice? How is that helping you out, man? What are you doing?
I'm telling my defenders, oh, watch Joey inside. I'll tell them if somebody's sneaking, like Joey. But, yeah, I think, like, the behind-the-backs and everything help me as a player because when I get in the game, I kind of know it's coming. Because they always do it in practice.
So when you're placing, not in practice time, talking about not just it's just practice. You're talking about practice? Yeah, we are talking about practice. It's important. Practice helps you to help you perfect your game as much as you possibly can. Jason, when you're facing another team, and you see moves and you're seeing cutting through and everything like that, and you see like one of the best players in U13. Around the world, and Joyce Lena and your other players in Team 91. Do you think you're like a half a step ahead of that attackman or that midfielder, and how does that help you translate to your defenders as well?
Yes, I think so, because of how hard we work.
I'm watching video.
Breaking down the video, I love it. Hey, hold on real quick. Everybody, check this out. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardhammer, MLS, Laxo Radio Experience, from youth to pros and everything in between. Find us up on Facebook. Find us up on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it takes. Find Team 91. You guys find Team 91 on Twitter and Facebook, Team 91 Lacrosse and everything like that. These guys got it going on. I still have them on the radio for a little bit more. Everyone, that Major League Lacrosse All-Star Game is coming to Houston, Texas, June 13th. Casey Powell Shootout is also going to be doing things there before the event and leading up to the event and on the event and the day after the event. Find out Casey Powell Lacrosse Shootout as well. Go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, find all your links, because MLL Radio, Houston Lacrosse is getting ready for the MLL All-Stars June 13th. It's going to be at BBVA Compass Stadium. Just find the links, man. It's going to be an awesome jail. And without let me hey Joey and hey Jason, I got you guys on for a couple more minutes, but hold on real quick. We're gonna check this commercial break out real quick.
BBVA Compass Stadium in Houston will be the place to see the stars of Major League Lacrosse go head-to-head in the 2015 All-Star Game. Tickets are on sale now. Be a part of the excitement when the MLL Championship Game returns to Kennesaw, Georgia. Last year, a mere sellout crowd at the SoFi Stadium sat at a game for the Patriots that kept fans in their seat until the very end.
All right, everybody, we're back on the horn, man. I got JoJo's hidden trick question coming up real soon here. JoJo's hidden trick question coming up real soon. Later on in section two, we're going to have an outdoor party, the Outlaw Dancers, very own Sweet Breeze, Brianna, Shadio, Mercer, and Todd Clark with DOD and the War Drummer. Hey, Joey, what can you say about your dad being your coach? He's got some good knowledge of lacrosse, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's definitely a great influence. I mean, he always, like, gives me that extra edge just to just get by this guy. And whenever he tells us to do whatever he tells us to do, it's usually right. So he's a pretty good coach.
That's been a pretty moderate lead. He's a pretty good coach. I love it. is there any way your dad could get on the horn for about a minute or two?
Yep. Here he is.
JoJo, my man. How are you, bud?
All right, my man. Hey, Coach Joe Lena, man, you're doing well, huh?
Life is very good out here.
Very nice, man, very nice. So I have, of course, obviously, you know, Joey Spallina and Jason Tingay, the goalie from T91 2020 Crush Team. And I was saying before, you know, 2020 is hindsight. I think unless you're T91, because you guys got that on lock, man. You guys could see everything from Joey working the field from the offensive side of mind, and your goalie, your U13 goalie Jason Tingay, working inside the cage there. Do you
I'm going to tell you, these kids are special.
Go ahead.
These kids are special. It's I can tell you this. We're running the same offense that I'm running with the Lizards. We run the same man-up plays, and we run a lot of the same man-up plays. The skill level in these kids, Joe, when you see a complete team, you know, everybody sees the stuff that I post on Joey, but, you know, we have a bunch of kids that all just play at a high level. And you have the two most perfect kids, you know, on the horn with you, because both of them are so humble, yet so skilled. Jason is bar none. I mean, you talk about a kid putting in the time, effort, and the energy, and being the best in the business at his age. You know, you're talking to that kid. That kid is a tremendous athlete, and to the part I love the most is he's even a better kid, and that, to me, is one of the things that I try to pride the kids that I coach on, and just being great people and letting their skill level do all the talking.
Very cool, man. Although Joey does do some good talking too, though, because he said he guarantees, Coach, I don't know if you heard him, but I asked him if he thinks July 2nd, 3rd, and or 4th, does he think him or his teammates are going to be on SportsCenter Top 10? And he said, I guarantee it. I said, I agree.
Yeah, you know what? Knowing these boys and being around them as long as I have, knowing that the game is going to be live on ESPN through the championship, I would think that if people should get a good seat for that game, and these kids are going to be on full display. And like I said, you see a lot of the stuff Joey does. Now Nash and, you know, four or five other kids being able to do similar stuff, and them all being able to do it within the context of a game at a very, very high level, and not in a hot-dogging kind of way, in a way that that all flows within the game. And you know, you'll see their style is, you'll be able to tell that they play a very MLL style of lacrosse. And like, they're ahead of their time. And people who don't know, you know, we deal with a lot of stuff when we go to tournaments. You know, people think the kids are hot-dogging and showboaters, and those people just don't know enough about the game to know that these kids are just playing the game 10 years ahead of time.
Exactly. You know, Coach Joe Spallina, you bring me up to make up a point here. Back in the day, and I mean back in the day, like a long time ago, we'll take the sport of basketball. Okay, like players would dribble behind the leg, or between the legs and behind the back, do a hook shot and different stuff like that. And many times, easily more than not, the coaches would say, don't be doing that. Stick to only the fundamentals. Fundamentals, yes, but they would say only the basic fundamentals, because the fundamentals is the only thing they knew. That means that's the whole game. And then can you imagine even like a player like a Larry Bird or Hakeem Olajuwon or Michael Jordan back in those times, how much even more incredible they would have been. Now, what you're teaching your kids to do, like what you just said, they're even, Coach, I think they're even more than 10 years ahead of their time. They're probably like 12 to 15 years ahead of their time. And I'm only saying that. It would probably be 20, but since lacrosse is moving so fast, it's probably that much. But you're teaching your kids, your Team 91 team, the right way to do it, man. And are you doing it because you're letting them know that the love and honor of the game is to be creative and do everything that you can do?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
All right, good. You know, I think I want them to play. It's
Go ahead, Coach. Everybody, this is Coach Joe Spolina on. You're just getting bad reception. He came back on the horn right now. I see you up on the switch. Okay, Coach Spolina, go ahead. You were saying you want them to play?
Yeah, I want them to play it and be able to do things that are outside the box, but also help grow their game. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, I know my son models his game after Casey Powell. Like, he studies film of Casey Powell and his creativity and his and the way he hustles and plays with an edge, and demands excellence from his teammates. And, you know, I have another player, a lefty, that, Georgia, when you see this kid play, you're going to think it's Junior's son. Like, this is a big lefty that plays a style like John Grant Jr. You know, we have other
awesome,
two of our middies that are as dynamic as you've seen in the midfield. And I think a large part of that is, you know, as coaches, we need to let kids be creative. We want them to think outside the box. If everybody does the same, then you'll be the same as everybody else. You know, and I just, with our kids, they do it in such a way where it's just so natural because they were taught at such a young age that it's acceptable. And to some degree, you know, I have Jason practicing behind the backs all the time as a goalie, just because at some point in his career when he's getting chased out of the cage, that's going to be important for him to be able to do. You know, it's not just about the behind the backs. It's the sidearm, the underhand, the around the world, the ball fakes. They're able to do things that are not being taught because the old school person who just, you know, decides, you know, everything's got to be overhand, everything's got to be, they play so robotic. And to me, you know, you'll see a lot of, when you watch our kids, you'll see a lot of Thompson-esque things. And that's why we laughed when everybody's like, oh, you know, they're doing, you know, the things that Thompson does. No, these kids have been doing this before anyone who knew who the Thompsons were from, you know, nationally. You know, these kids,
yes.
And there's a reason why they have that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, because you can't teach a 15-year-old how to all of a sudden do this stuff. These kids all have been doing this, and I've had this team together for so long. They were doing it before they knew anything else. It was just natural. You throw righty, you throw lefty, you throw righty behind the back, you throw lefty behind the back, throw righty around the world, lefty around the world. They know what it was, part of their skill set from a very young age, and now it's just blossomed into just such fluidity that, again, it's the game the way the game should be played. And we get criticized a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. We get a lot of people say mean things to the kids and to the parents and get criticized heavily, but that's where, you know, the group sticks together and they know that they're being taught the game the right way, and, you know, you stand for everything that's right in sports.
And Coach, I 100% agree with you. Strongly 100% agree with you. You got to do what it takes. You got to be creative. And everybody, real quick, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. This is my segment one, Lax Youth Nation. We have team players, Joey Spolina, his goalie from Team 91, 2020 Crush, Jason Tingay, the goalie. We have head coach Joe Spolina of Team 91, and also head coach of New York Lizards. And they're going to be competing in the July World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola out here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Everybody, it's going to be on ESPN2 as well, that main game, everybody. And I know there's going to be highlights on ESPN and stuff like that, too, during the preceding games, the tournament games coming leading up to that. Everyone, I 100% recommend you guys check that out. And if you guys get tickets, you can go to DenverOutlaws.com. You can go to World Series of Youth Lacrosse. com. You can find them on Facebook, on Twitter, and stuff like this, World Series of Lax and everything like that. You have to come and check it out. Man, I would like to thank Body by Jake Steinfeld and Warrior Lacrosse for throwing this big, huge event going on. I'm honored to be the radio show that's going to be having all the kids on a weekly basis for this. And segment two I got coming up in about approximately 1 minute, I got the Outlaws Dancers Brianna Mercer and Todd Clark are coming on the horn right now. So, Brianna, I thought if you could hang on there for about another minute to about 90 seconds, I want to finish up this segment with Lax Youth Nation, the World Series of Youth Lacrosse that's going to be coming out here. Coach, I got an important question for you. This is your team and everything like that, but you also have another team. Are you going to be here for July 4th game on the sidelines, coaching Team 91 for this tournament?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. We're playing July 2nd at Chesapeake with the Lizards in a big game there, and then I'm flying out that night with our equipment manager of the Lizards. Son is also on Team 91. So him and I are flying out. I'll have my twin 10-year-olds will be flying with me. They want to come to the Lizard game, so they're going to fly with me, and we'll be flying out. I'll be landing. We're red-eyeing out. We'll be on the field bright and early on July 3rd.
Awesome, Matt. I'm very looking forward to seeing your team, your U13 team, in person, Coach. I can't wait to see these kids in person, man. It's going to be fantastic. I'll be on the drum. I'll give a little speech and everything for all the kids that are all the teams that are participating and everything like that. I would like to thank John Gelati. I want to give a shout out to John Gelati as well for doing some fantastic public relations on this event. Coach, any parting words for Team 91, and then I'm going to get a parting words from Joey and from Jason as well. But you first, Coach. Any parting words to the opposing teams that are going to be facing Team 91?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great honor for our kids to be part of this event. But on behalf of my kids, it's an honor for me to be able to coach such a skilled bunch of boys and good human beings. And the skill set that these kids have, you know, my brother Brian has always said that when he watches these kids, that these kids are gonna turn the recruiting world upside down when coaches lay their eyes on them. So I think we've always been a group of people that we don't necessarily talk about it. We try to be about it. And I think that, you know, when people get a good look at these kids, like last year we went to the Dick's Sporting Goods Nationals, you know, the national championship game was 18-0. You know, this is a special group. It's a fun group. And it's, you know, I think you'll to see it is to believe it. So I think that, you know, they do a lot of the talking on the field.
Very cool, man. I'm very happy that you are excited and thrilled about your team's on-field play, and easily just as equally happy and excited that you're talking about your team's character, not just on the field but off the field, man. Congratulations, Coach, on being one of the founding teams, Team 91, on the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Coming to Denver. It's going to be exciting, Coach. I can't wait to see you and your team play here. Coach, can I get Joey and Jason on again for about another 30 seconds before I get to the Denver Outlaws dance team?
Yep, Joey's on right now.
Okay. Hey, Joey, I got a JoJo's Hidden Trick question. Are you ready for JoJo's Hidden Trick question?
Yep.
Okay. Who would you rather face against you, Jason Tinge or Drew Adams?
I like Drew Adams. He wouldn't save one. Yeah, I'd rather be my goalie.
Very cool. I love it. I hope to see both of you in the MLL, man. I want to see both of you guys in Major League Lacrosse in a few years from now, man. And I wouldn't mind if you
all
guys
right.
come to the Denver Pioneers. Hey, Jason,
okay.
TJ, goalie for hey, Joey, thank you so much. It's an honor having you on the radio show. And at your young age, you already been on the SportsCenter's top 10 on ESPN SportsCenter, man, because you're like doing plays that professional players do, man. Looking forward to seeing you here in Denver on July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, brother. Jason Tinge.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joey. You're welcome, man. And congratulations on your new baby, on you being a new big brother.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Jason Tingeg, he told you a trick question on you, and you got to answer it quickly because I got the Demerales dance team ready. Would you rather face John Grant Jr. or Joey Spallina?
Joey.
I agree. You better follow that up. You better follow that answer up with a good one, man, because Joey's probably listening.
Yes.
I'll twist a positive note on that. I think you would rather face Joey Spallina over John Grant Jr. because not only is that his teammate, but he's got to understand that style, and he emulates Casey Powell. With he has another player on his team, the big guy, like that plays like John Grant Jr. yourself, man. You guys, I want to thank you for your time on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola. Looking forward to seeing you guys next month, man, in person, playing live. You youth players, you're welcome. Thank you guys, and I'll talk to you guys soon, man, in person as well.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Very cool, man. I'm looking forward to drumming with you guys, too, drumming for you guys.
Thank you, JoJo. I look forward to meeting you.
You're welcome, my man. You're welcome. Everybody, that was Team 91 on MLL Radio, Laxwort Radio Experience, from youth to pros and everything in between. And speaking on everything in between, we have the Outlaws War Party coming on right now on my segment 2, Outlaws War Party. We have Outlaws dancers' very own Sweet Breeze, Brianna Daldio, Mercer, and Todd Clark. Breeze, Sweet Breeze, how are you?
Hello?
Todd, is this? Yeah, Brianna, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, JoJo?
Doing quite well myself. Thank you for asking. How was the practices, the choreography and everything going on? And how do you and Todd keep staying on your toes? Because I was just talking to the youth goalie here. He stays on his toes by doing a lot of jump roping and stuff like that, literally and figuratively speaking. How do you guys, figuratively speaking, stay on your toes? Because each year you guys keep taking it up another notch with your dance routines and your choreography and everything like that. How do you do it, Sweet Breeze?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Just kidding. You know, to be honest with you, I live in LA, and so I travel back to Denver every other week, and I get to surround myself in LA with, like, some of the best of the best dancers and some of the best choreographers there are. And so being out there, it just motivates me and it inspires me. And so I'm able to come up with new and creative routines every year. And this year, what we decided to do to kind of step it up and set ourselves away from the pack is we decided, Todd and I, and Todd Clark is the assistant director and he's our photographer, but we decided that we wanted to do something different. It's our 10th anniversary for the Denver Outlaws, and we thought, you know what, it's time to do a calendar, and not just any calendar, because I know that the league, there was another team that did a calendar, but they did a uniformed calendar in their uniforms, and I thought, you know what, we're going to step it up, and we are going to do a swimsuit calendar, and we did it. It's beautiful. It's the first time that we've ever done a calendar, and we're really pleased with it. So this year, you know, I would say that's kind of the one thing that we decided to do differently and kind of set ourselves apart from every other team.
Very, very cool. Very cool, man. That's because everyone, find the hashtag DOD. If you don't know what that stands for, I'm going to let you know right now. Denver Outlaws Dancers. Hashtag DOD.
Absolutely.
And right now, right? And you guys find them on Twitter. They're easy to find on Twitter and such and Facebook and everything like that. And Sweet Breeze, you were a Broncos cheerleader, and now that got your dancing toes into being the choreographer for the Denver Outlaws dance team. Did that help you out a lot as far as, like, maybe the girls will be like, we're going to be dancing at Sports Authority Field at Mile High? That's pretty huge. That's pretty big. How do you keep the girls focused on what they're supposed to be doing, and at the same time, knowing that they're at like a big NFL and now even MLL stadium?
Well, first and foremost, I think how we, you know, get them to the next level is we keep them away from the players. Just kidding. But, no, we really do. Like, we, you know, we make sure that, you know, they're respected in the community as well as on the field. But to answer your question, yeah, I was with the Broncos, and when I, in quotes, retired from there, you know, I danced professionally for Boston Ballet first, and then went overseas, and then I was asked to audition for the Broncos, and I did, and I made the team, and I was on the team for 4 years and then decided to retire. And they actually called me a year after my retirement and had asked me if I wanted to kind of take over the Denver Outlaws, and it's opened a lot of doors for me. I choreograph for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Florida, the NFL team. So I've choreographed some routines for them for the past couple years. And, you know, there's been, you know, the Nebraska Huskers college team I've choreographed for. So I've done a lot of pro teams, which has been awesome. But with Outlaws, you know, I think what every – it's Broncos country here. So a lot of the dancers, when they make this team or when they're auditioning for Outlaws, the bigger picture is to eventually make Broncos. And the nice thing about dancing on the field and having me as the director choreographer is the choreography is very similar to Broncos. You're having to dance for a big stadium, and, you know, movements can't be small like it would be on a court. And, you know, so the girls get a chance to see what the style would be like, and they kind of get a little inside, inside information on how to audition and what they're looking for. And, you know, I can be very honest with you. We've had dancers every year that are on the Broncos that have basically come from Outlaws and have made the Denver Broncos cheerleaders. So we're really proud about that.
And as well, you should be, Sweet Breeze. But, you know, you grazed over – we're going to get Todd Clark. We're going to get you on in a quick moment too here. But, Sweet Breeze, you grazed over a topic that I think it needs a little bit more airtime because you're a pro, meaning not just work with pro teams but and help pro teams, but you're a pro as well because you mentioned something and hit up a little bit more. You're a professional ballerina hit up a little bit more on that. That's fantastic.
Oh, well, thanks. Ballet was my first love, and I actually was the first American to be asked to join the English National Ballet School in London. And
wow.
That was when I was 16. Yeah, and so I didn't go overseas, and I didn't dance in London, and that was because at 16, all the ballerinas there, they ended up graduating from high school at 16, and then they would either be homeschooled or they would go on, you know, basically they'd be homeschooled because then from there they would do college studies at that point and just dance full time. And at that time, my mom didn't want me to go overseas and not finish my high school degree. So I ended up staying here but still training, and then I got asked to join the Boston Ballet School. And then I danced professionally with Boston Ballet for a year. And then I went to Colorado Ballet and danced professionally with Colorado Ballet for a year. And then from there, I just got burnt out. I saw a lot of, like, sickness and just stuff I really didn't want to be a part of. So I ended up leaving the Boston or the ballet world, and that's how I became a cheerleader, which is kind of funny.
That's great. Yeah, I'm quite sure that helps out with your game plan and your choreographing to add that kind of element then. Most people, if not any, could add to their dance team another MLL team, correct?
Absolutely.
Creativeness, man. I love it. We should do sometime, if not maybe like the end of the year this year appreciation of Fan Day, maybe get some war drum roll mixed choreography that in with some crazy mad beats with the dance team. Do like a little 30-second skit. Skit or something. I think that would be fantastic. That'll be above and beyond.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'd totally be down to do it. The last game of the season is an alumni game And we have a huge surprise that we're pulling out. So I'm pretty stoked about it, actually. And I guess there's a lot of alumni players coming back for the last game of the season. And I have quite a surprise for all the fans for that game for the DOD, Denver Outlaws game. So we would love
Wow.
I would love to be a part of it, man. Let's just show everybody what entertainment is all about, huh, Sweet Breeze?
Yes.
Very good. Can we get and I want to get back with you in a minute. We have a few more minutes, but can we get Mr. Todd Clark on the horn?
Absolutely. Here he is.
Yo,
Todd Clark, how are you doing, my man?
Doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
No, doing quite well. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer on MLL Radio, MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Find out all your information. Everyone, get to a game live. Get your tickets. Go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. And anybody that's easily within 100 miles, if you have a chance to get out to a game, whether you're in Chesapeake area or the New York area or the Boston area, Denver area, Ohio area, Charlotte area, Rochester, all the teams, Ohio, everything. Get to a game live. You want to watch on TV? That's very cool, and I love it. We all appreciate it. You can also TiVo it, DVR it, whatever it takes. But come to a game live because you guys are missing a lot of stuff when you miss a game live, man. It's very cool stuff, I'm telling you. In segment one, we had Lax Youth Nation, and we had Team 91. And we had Coach Joe Spallina, and we had the players, Joey Spallina and Jason Tingay. And they're going to be a part of World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by Coca-Cola July 2nd, 3rd, and quite possibly the 4th. They might make that game, man, because I wonder what the odds are of them making it to the finals and even winning it. Who knows, man, because that team is crushing everybody else. It's ridiculous. They're beating everybody else soundly on these other top level teams. So, but there's going to be other top level teams coming up. Anyways, without further ado, we are in segment two, Outlaws War Party with Outlaws Dancers. We just had Sweet Breeze Brianna on the horn. Now Todd Clark. How did you come about to meet Sweet Breeze Brianna and the Denver Outlaws dance team, and how driven are you to keep pursuing the pursuit of entertainment and perfection with the Denver Outlaws dance team?
Well, the first year the Outlaws had a dance team, I think it was ran by April Glazer, and they needed a photographer, so, of course, I jumped on board with that. And then she was only there for just the first year, and then Bree took over and then just raised the bar on everything, and I just stood and watched and then kind of just followed her lead. And the next thing you know, I'm helping out with the dance team and I'm the assistant director. But it started off as a photographer, at the photography, you know, side of things as a sponsor. But then it just kind of escalated into what it is now. And it's just, you know, it's a family, you know. Reed became one of my best friends, you know. And then, you know, We've been through a lot together on this team, and to bring it to where it is now, it's just when I look back and it's amazing, you know.
Todd, you're doing a fantastic job with the team, and you know, far as I can say, man, and Sweet Breeze Brianna Daudio, she made an excellent and wise choice on selecting you as to be her assistant, because it's a proven fact that you, like, on the field and even before the games and everything like that, you are always, like, at a good high level, but yet cool, calm, and collective, even before the game and even during the game, which I know helps translate to a winning team with their hashtag DOD, with their Devil Outlaws Dancers, that helps them to perform at a better level. When sometimes you and I talk during the game for a quick minute here and there and stuff like that, a few seconds, not even a quick minute, a few seconds here and there sometimes, but you're always composed and ready for the next tune of what to do. What I'm saying is, if Sweet Breeze couldn't pick somebody else, could not get a better selection. But Todd,
yeah,
how important is it that you and your team keep, how can I say, man, keep your head above water, meaning before the games, because you guys get there early. You guys work late and everything like that, but you don't act like you're tired, Todd.
Yeah, you know, it's just Bree and I, we feed off each other, and, you know, we get here early. We get the girls in the right frame of mind. You know, she's bad cop, I'm good cop. You know, I try to, you know, she gets all riled up. I got to calm that woman down because she's a feisty Italian woman.
that's very cool. Hey, does she just slug you in the arm?
she kind of, she gave me that look. I know that look too, and I know a lot of people that have. She looked at me like, I got a big smile out of her though.
This is awesome. Okay. Talk like anything else you want to say about yourself? Because I know you're a wonderful dad. You post great pictures and everything of your kids and everything. Anything to say about yourself, about Sweet Breeze, and about the Denver Outlaws dance team?
You know, if you're local, if you're in Denver, or if you're out of town, you know, or in a different state, we have plenty of calendars. And, you know, if you want to buy a calendar, you know, contact us on Facebook, send us a message, or you can email us from the website, and, you know, outlawsdanceteam@hotmail.com, and we could definitely get a calendar. They're $12. It's going to a great cause. They're going back into the program, and we can even get them signed for you by each one of the girls and send them on out. You know, and then one last thing too,
good.
JoJo, before we go. I know
we have the dancers
here with us right now, and they want to give a quick shout out as well.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Go for it.
All right, we're walking back to the dance room. We'll have them. We'll give them an opportunity to say hi and give you a quick shout out.
Very cool.
So come say hi.
All right, JoJo, here they are, man.
That's your 2015 DOD, JoJo.
Awesome. Hey, quick, Sweet Breeze, we have about another minute. I want to ask you a couple more things real quick. But everybody, that was #DOD. That was the 2015 dance team giving JoJo a shout-out. I'm honored for that. Thank you so much, Sweet Breeze. That was very cool, man. Everybody, come check out the Denver Outlaws. Get your tickets, man, denveroutlaws.com. Come and check out the dance team because they work hard. To the naked eye, you may not think like, oh, they're just going out there and doing some cheerleading. No, they're not just out there just doing some cheerleading. They're doing some Sweet Breeze and Todd Clark having them work and to be as perfection as much as they can. But Sweet Breeze, quick question. We have about 45 seconds. How hard is it to decide from one year to the next year on how to select your player, your dance team, your players?
Well, it's a whole process, but to be very honest with you, you have standouts. You have to have the whole package. Not only do you have to be pretty, because that's important, but you also have to be fit, because our uniforms are very tiny, and you have to be able to dance. You know, the crowd, unfortunately, does not really know what a double pirouette is or what a
right.
Or, you know, so we have to, when I go to pick a team, I look for diversity. I want somebody to stand out to everybody. I mean, little tiny blondes are not going to be every man's dream. So I look
Correct.
For tall, brunette, long hair, short hair. You know, it doesn't matter with ethnicity. Just, you know, as long as they come to play. Like, you know, you got to work your tails
awesome.
Off. You've got to be fit.
Sweet Breeze, we have like about 15 seconds.
Okay. Be fit,
I'm
be
sorry.
Pretty, and dance your butts off. That's what it takes.
Awesome. And you guys do a great job selecting professionals because they're good girls on and off the stage. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo War Drummer. Love you guys. Take care, everybody.